Please make yourselves comfortable. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another. Harmony is an interesting concept in my life. Mostly because I didn't hear very well for a large portion of my life. Nothing like diagnosable, although I did get asked that by my church music professor in seminary. But I had a series of brain surgeries, which sounds really scary and is not the point of this, so bear with me as we just sort of move past that fact. And after the third one, which was spring break of my last semester of seminary, not my recommended activity for spring break, but that was what worked out, so that's what we did. Holy Week came very shortly after that, so the first time I was sort of back in church was in the middle of Holy Week. And at seminary, as I've mentioned, you kind of expect to go to church a lot, and everyone comes for Holy Week because we're church geeks, that's what we do. And most of us there are in church a lot and we sing together a lot. So the singing is especially good. And that was the first time I actually heard harmony. Which, if you're a music type person, this might just be incomprehensible to you because that's what you always hear. But I had never heard that before, where I could sit there and actively hear different voices doing different things, but working together to make the music more beautiful. It is a memory that sticks out because the beauty in that moment was a bit transcendent. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant that you live in harmony with one another. I don't really think of steadfastness and harmony as going together. Steadfastness is sort of, in my mind, perseverance and pushing through and determination. And harmony is, well, it's a little more delicate than steadfastness in my head. But Paul sticks all of these concepts together, steadfastness and encouragement and harmony, and ties them into our life in Jesus Christ, which, remembering that moment when I first actually heard what harmony could be, makes sense. Because that sort of transcendent beauty and joy of that moment, that is what I would like to believe our life in Christ is often like. But our life in Christ, the other image in my head is from the beginning of our service, actually. When we start with the peace, and I often sort of try and call us together with a note about it being holy chaos, because it's a little chaotic, isn't it? Everyone's trying to find everyone else, and there's only, you know, yay much space between the pews for a lot of people to move in. And how many of you are ever sure you've completely found everyone else? How many of you are completely sure you have said peace to the same person multiple times? It's not a problem, but you're sort of like all jumbled up and you find them again and you've sort of said peace almost before you've remembered you've done it before. There's a harmony in that though too, I think. Or at least I like to hope. But I think our life in Christ is actually a little bit more like the kids talk, and the kids gave a great example of this morning. I know some of the parents were, I think, internally cringing. It's okay. But we had wolf howls, and we had some like almost mild roughhousing. We had some distraction and some like devoted listening all happening at the same time, right? How many of you feel like your life actually resembles that most days? That's actually maybe the good days in your life. It's a little bit of chaos. It's a little bit of something that seems like complete disorganization. And you mostly get through it anyways. It's my life a lot of days. What I learned sitting in that chapel in Holy Week, actually hearing harmony for the first time. Though, is that those different voices aren't always doing the same thing. That's what I'd heard before. I'd heard mostly everyone singing, and if you just sort of sang, it kind of worked. I feel very sorry for many of the people who had to sing near me. I have felt that way for a long time. I knew I wasn't hearing what other people heard. But when I actually heard that, what I heard was that we can be doing different things and it works. And that's actually my musically gifted friends. I have a few of them. They hung in with me despite. That's what they tell me harmony actually is. Is if you look at the music and you don't understand sort of the music theory, and I don't understand music theory, all the different notes can be moving in different ways and it can look a little chaotic. In the process of learning it, how many of us have tried to learn a musical instrument? Very badly. It never worked out for me. Some of us managed. Most of us, I think, are probably more like me. We tried, we learned some things, we stopped. There's no blame in that. The process of learning music, though, is learning that chaos and trying to find the order and the peace and the joy and those transcendent moments. But it takes a lot of work and practice, doesn't it? Even when you're learning very badly and you stop, it still takes a lot of practice. I think being a Christian is a bit like that. I think that's what Paul is actually talking about in talking about steadfastness and encouragement. That we are in the process of learning where the harmony in our lives already is. In the middle of what feels like and sometimes just is a lot of chaos because we don't know enough yet. And I have complicated good news for you. We may never actually know enough. The God who offers us encouragement and hope, God sees the harmonies in our lives. Sometimes we do too. Usually it's in sort of looking back where you're like, oh yeah, that year that felt like a train wreck makes a lot of sense now. God sees that harmony. Sometimes it is only at the very end, when we are reunited with God in death, that we get to see those harmonies. But the promise Paul holds out for us, the promise of all of the animals coming together, which even if they aren't eating each other, still sounds really chaotic to me, just because animals are often chaotic. The promise of our lives, the promise of our faith, is that in the middle of the chaos of everything not seeming to even be on the same page, much less work together, it is by our steadfastness and our hope and God's encouragement that we keep going. And we find the moments where the harmony transcends everything we have ever known before. Those moments are a promise of God's presence with us in the other moments, and they are a promise of what we find when we find God ultimately. That in the chaos of our lives, all of the different parts that aren't doing the same thing are somehow working together. Because God is at work in all of them. Amen.